9 past 12 here on 11.16 SEN. We've got a big day's racing and we'll bring it to you here on Saturday Sports Central tomorrow from Flemington, Chester Manifold Stakes Day tomorrow. Brian Martin, of course, is our SEN racing expert. Hello, BM. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Kev. How are you going?
I'm going well. Now, there's racing, as we know, can be either, you know, the prince and the paupers of the world. At the moment, we're seeing the princes splash their money around like there's no tomorrow up on the Gold Coast.
Yes, it's like houses, you know, money that you pay for a decent sort of house being swapped around there, Kev, amongst the crew. But, you know, the Magic Millions and the sales complex, the whole Magic Millions operation is now 30 years old. The first Magic Millions sale and race meeting was run in January of 1987. It was won by Snippets, who turned out to be a brilliant racehorse and went on to be a very good stallion as well. And it was sponsored by Foster's first year running.
Right.
It was worth $500,000. But the race day tomorrow sees $10 million in prize money spread over 9 races. So
wow,
it's come a long way in 30 years. And, of course, it's for the graduates, horses that have been sold through the Magic Millions sales ring. And they can run in the 2-year-old race, in the 3-year-old race, the Stayers race. So it's put on for all. But principally, the feature is the Jeep Magic Millions Classic, which has prize money of $1.9 million, be divided.
Yeah. $10 million in a day is a staggering amount of money. And we were talking, looking at yesterday's sales, you know, I think there were $3 million horses sold yesterday or million-plus horses sold yesterday.
Yep.
Brian, that you must have your heart in your mouth no matter who you are, whether you're Gay Waterhouse or a Sheik or whatever you are. You must have your heart in your mouth when you put $1.3 million on the table for a horse that you've never seen run and that may not get to the races.
No, that's exactly right. You know, they come through, you know, they see them as foals, as weanlings, then to yearlings. So someone like Gay and a lot of these big buyers are monitoring these horses from the moment they've dropped from the mare.
Yeah.
So they're watching every aspect of it. And she works so hard. She's an amazing person. And you look at her record, and you see the millions of dollars, she'll probably spend, you know, $15 million there at the sales over 3 or 4 days. But on the upside, there's a lot of downside, but on the upside, she purchased Piero there, who was syndicated, I think, for about $40
million, yep.
Vancouver for about $30 million, and Sebring for about $25 million. All came through that sale, one as young horses, as 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds, and then were sold off to studs. So, you know, there's a terrific return on your money. But there are many that don't get to the races. There are many that, you know, turned out to be slow beasts. So, look, it just continues. Look, they had an average yesterday, I think, day two of $200,000. Gay paid $1.3 million for the colt by More Than Ready from Pure Speed. Later on, Arrowfield had a horse. Early in the week, Arrowfield had the done deal. Miss Finland horse go through the sales day one for $900,000. There's a Medaglia d'Oro went for $1 million yesterday. Three lots of, there's $1.1 million paid for a colt by Schnitzel by Chris Waller. So,
yep,
you know, it's all up there. It'll probably happen again today. But normally the first couple of days are where the best lots in terms of, you know, best presented, best bred horses are up the front of the catalogue, as they say. And they relax tomorrow with the race day and see if it comes to fruition, if you can get some of your money back.
Brian, where do we sit in the world scale? I mean, do they have these sorts of things in America? You know, and this is the only one we have, obviously. This is probably the premier one that we have in Australia. Do they have them all over the world? And do we sit high in the sort of pecking order of how much money gets splashed out?
Yeah, I think, you know, for what the dollar's worth compared to, you know, to the euro or the American dollar, we probably sit up in the top three or four, I'd have no doubt. But there are different sort of systems operating within, like the VOBA scheme, like the Magic Millions scheme, the BOB scheme for horses that are sold and eligible to run in races in New South Wales with the bonus attached. It happens with Inglis, of course, with the prize money that's attached for Inglis-only graduates. So
yep,
it's a scheme that sort of works pretty well in its own sort of definition globally. But, yeah, it's good. It's, you know, the VOBA scheme, for instance, was introduced about probably 30, 35 years ago. Here in Victoria, it's a fantastic scheme. You can be running in a race worth $30,000, but if you are a horse that's been bred here in Victoria, nominated as a foal to run in the VOBA scheme races, you know, that 30 grand prize money can sort of, you know, escalate out to 50 or 60,000. So you know, it's all about getting trying to get a return back on the money that you outlay and your cost of having a horse trained.
Yeah, it's a look, racehorse owning is fantastic. And the good thing about it, and we've talked about this a lot, I know we bang on about it, but the levels that you can get in on come at, you know, they do start, if you like, at $1 million, or they can be, you know, at $1,000 to be part of a syndicate that watches four or five horses run around all over the state and the country.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's how I operate too. We have five different syndicates that have 20 people, less me as the owner, the manager of the syndicate, and we have 10% of six horses, and that costs our people about $900 a year. That's as much as, you know, they can afford to pay. And there's always basically a horse going to the races, getting ready for the races with different trainers. We have 10%, and it's a model that we've worked on, and it works well. It's all about getting people involved. You know, you can go and buy 10% of a yearling. It might cost you 30 or 40 grand, or, you know, 100,000 if you're with the gay team, the GAI. But, you know, you then got the upkeep. So we try and roll it into one, keep the costing down to a minimum, but more importantly, make sure that people have fun.
And as you and I have spoken about on many occasions, the thrill of watching your horse go past the post, whether it's at Stony Creek or Flemington, is exactly the same, and it is bloody brilliant.
Yeah, the adrenaline rush, that's what it's about. And, you know, that's what we all aim for. We want to hear what the owner's got to say, the trainer's got to say, I should say, and the jockey. Look, we've had 10% of a terrific little horse called Golden Spin, who you'd remember.
Yeah.
He only had 9 starts. He's a 4-year-old. We've had to retire him because he had problems with his knees.
He had
9 starts, 4 wins, 2 seconds. And it can take you up there, but it can drop you down as quickly as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
He had his own little fan club from within our people at our group, and I remember one night when he won at Moonee Valley, and there were several of my group sitting in front of me in the stand as we watched him race away and win, and two of the ladies, they were in tears. You know, it was amazing to watch what it meant to them. I was in tears because I didn't back the bloody thing at 10-1. But anyway, lots of emotions, mate.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Now, we've got a good card of racing at Flemington tomorrow. 9 races, the feature ones, the Chester Manifold Stakes.
Yeah, it's a good card. Just before we leave the Magic Millions, that $10 million day tomorrow, Kev, I reckon Hudson will win. She's a very, very good filly. She's number 11 in the feature race, race 8, number 11. Now, she's drawn barrier 21. But the capacity field is 16, so she may get into gate number 16, but she's got blinding speed. They've got From Within the favourite ahead of Hoots, and I reckon From Within's a false favourite, I really do.
Okay.
And I'm clearly going for number 11. Darren Weir's got a big hand for the day. He's got Lucky Hustler going back to try and win this race again, race 6, the Magic Millions Cup. He's got Stratum Star running in the Moët Chandon Magic Millions Trophy. And Hijack Hussey is there in the fifth, which is the Queensland Magic Million Plate. But you've even got maiden races and races like that with a minimum of $250,000
spread
across
money,
this program. It's extraordinary. So it'll be great to watch. And the guy who could be in the driver's seat as far as jockeys go is Jeff Lloyd, the South African jockey who won the premiership in Queensland last year. He's 55 years of age. He's on this unbeaten horse called Winning Rupert in race 7 in the Magic Millions Guineas. It's $1.50. It's an absolute machine. Winning Rupert, it'll be winning. Race 7, horse number 1. And he has the ride on this filly Hudson in the big one. So he could be in for his biggest payday ever, Jeff Lloyd. So watch him.
Now, our good mate Brad Spice has got one in the 2-year-old race 2, I believe he told us yesterday.
Yeah, Madame Moustache, number 12. She's got form. 2 starts ago, she's a winner in New South Wales. She's rated about a $31 chance. She didn't have much luck last start, but I think this might be a bridge too far. But look, it's worth a throw at the stumps, and I'll be talking to Brett tomorrow. We're back with racing picks tomorrow morning, so we'll have a chat about the chances of Madame Moustache. But I think it's going to be pretty tough for her. But over at Flemington, Kev, as you mentioned, Chester Manifold Day, race 7 is the feature. Kenja Wood was down to run here and down to run to the Gold Coast. He scratched from both. Divine Mr. Artie might be the way to go here. He drops down to 54, number 8, and he's going out to 1,400 metres, and I think he might just be the horse to beat here, race 7, horse number 8, so I'm staying with him.
All right, good on you, Brian. Look forward to some good racing tomorrow. That's a mess. That $10 million, that's just... what's the nearest we get to that? Is Melbourne Cup Day the nearest we get to that because we've got such a one big race?
Yeah, well, the Cup's worth $6 million, just the Melbourne Cup itself. I think we're about $7-7.5 million day. Geez. Derby Day probably gets up around $5 million for memory. I think it's a matter of time. It might be a year or two. It's a matter of time before the Melbourne Cup will be worth $10 million, the race itself.
Oh, the race itself.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no doubt at all.
Whiz. All right. Good on you, Brian. Always good to catch up. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Kev.
Brian Martin, of course, will be back with us during the autumn calling the races here on 11:16 SEN.